And now we keep right on rolling. We are talking Bills football. I'm joined by safety for the Buffalo Bills. He is coming off an enormous game. 12 tackles, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery in yesterday's win over Cincinnati. For the season, 22 tackles, a sack, and an interception. He was an All-American at Oregon State. The 218th pick overall in 2013. The Bills are 3-0 for the first time since 2011, and there is a huge one Sunday at home against New England. It is a CBS game, 1 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Jordan Poyer. Jordan, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, Jordan. Good to have you back. What's it like to wake up on a victory Monday knowing that you're 3-0? How is life for you right about now?
No, it's exciting, man. Anytime you get a win on Sunday, it's exciting to come in the building on Mondays and enjoy it. You know, obviously, you know, a huge one this coming weekend, but you definitely want to enjoy the tough ones when they come by.
No doubt. So going back to yesterday, Jordan, the team won the first two games on the road, then you come back home and you play in front of your fans for the first time. How would you describe the atmosphere in Buffalo yesterday?
Yeah, it was electric, man. You know, the fans were excited just as much as we were to come out and play at home, and to see them come out and show out to a sold out game, and to hear them from the first whistle to the last whistle loud. It was very electric, and it was a fun atmosphere to play in.
Jordan Poyer joining us. You know, late in the game when you guys were down 17-14, Josh Allen hit tight end Dawson Knox, and then Knox just started to hit Bengal players. He was trucking one dude after another. It was amazing. Micah Hyde said, quote, "When you're a defense and you see that stuff coming from the offense, I think everybody jumped off the bench and was excited. The crowd went wild," end quote. So what was your reaction to that play, and how much did that fire you up?
Yeah, man, I think exactly what you said. You know, I think our whole team jumped off the bench on the sideline, and I mean, dang, they almost ran on the field. You know, I think we almost could have got a penalty for you know, how excited we were for that play right there. You know, it was a huge play, one in the game, and for it to happen like that, you know, to stiff arm one dude and then chuck another dude and get the first down for us, you know, it was huge for us. It was a huge momentum swing, and, you know, it gave us a little bit more juice to come back and win the game.
The craziest thing is I'm sitting there in my living room in California, and I felt the same way, and I had nothing to do with anything, man. When dude put his head down and finished that run the way he did, I thought that was amazing. And then when you talk about finishing runs, how about Frank Gore? He finishes off that drive to give you the lead, and then the defense finishes it off when Tre'Davious White has that interception. You had told him in the second half that he was going to make that play or a play that changed the game. What did you see that made you feel that way, and how pleased were you with the way he delivered?
You know, I was Tre'Davious one, he's a great player, and he had already had a pick in the game, and, you know, I always feel the interceptions come in waves, and, you know, I just felt, you know, that he was going to get another one, he was going to get another opportunity. You know, the offense had to put the ball in the air, and, you know, he was going to get an opportunity to make a play on the ball. So I remember I told him, I looked at, hey, you're going to make a play to get to change the game, just keep playing. And, you know, fortunately, you know, he had a play. I mean, he had a tip ball, came to him, and he sealed the game for us. So I'm real happy for him. I'm real happy for this team, and, you know, just want to continue to believe in each other and continue fighting for each other.
Jordan Poyer joining us. You know, Jordan, it's early, but you've been around the league a while. When you look around the talent that you have on that defense, is it the best defense that you've played on?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, I was in Cleveland for 4 years, and we weren't very good out there during that time area. And, you know, being out here this is now my third year out here. You know, we had some really good defenses out here, but, you know, this is our third year in this system. A lot of the guys third year in this system, and, you know, some guys second year in the system. And I think, you know, just being in the system with all these guys the same amount of years, you know, just the way we're able to communicate and able to talk to each other, watching film and on the football field, you know, it's a fun group to be a part of. And, you know, I think we understand that, you know, we can be a really elite defense. And if we just keep working, continue to put the work in, and we have the right guys to do it.
All right, so obviously part of that is the talent. Part of that's the consistency within the system that you mentioned. But how much of this unit being as good as it is about the relationships and the brotherhood that you guys have, and how much of those bonds show up on the field?
Yeah, you know, I think that's just as important. You know, guys, we're always hanging out. I mean, one, we're in Buffalo, New York. You know, it's an amazing city. But, you know, there's not a whole lot to do out here in Buffalo, New York, other than hang out with each other off the football field. You know, we're always, you know, every Thursday the DBs are going to dinner somewhere, and you know, we're always Jerry Hughes always having people over at his house. You know, watching the Thursday night games or the or the Monday night games or whatever it is. You know, we're always hanging out with each other off the field, and I definitely think that translates over on the field. It, you know, it brings that environment, you know, coming to work each day. You know, you're not coming to work with your, you know, your coworker. You come to work with your buddy. You know, you come to work with somebody that you respect, somebody that you, you enjoy being around. And so, you know, it's a culture that Sean, you know, our head coach has brought here to Buffalo. That we just want to continue to build. And, you know, I think that definitely translates over on the field, you know, and in the fourth quarter when times are hard, you know, you're not looking at your, just your teammate, you're looking at your brother, you want to fight for your brother. So, you know, it's been a fun, you know, 3 years that I've been here. You know, this has definitely been the best defense that I've been on. You know, we just want to continue to build that.
Jordan Poyer joining me for a few more moments. You mentioned the fourth quarter. It seems to me like as a defense, you guys talk about calm breeds calm. I like that line quite a bit, and I would imagine, especially in the fourth quarter, it's critical. What does that exactly mean, calm meets calm, especially as it relates to the relationship between the offense and the defense?
You know, you look at a sudden change in the game, you know, something bad happens, you know, and the defense, you know, I'm just giving an example. The defense has to go out there and, you know, make a stop. The defense has to go out there and win the game. Like, for example, yesterday, the defense has to go out there and win the game. And nobody blinked, you know. Nobody on the defensive side blinked. Nobody was, you know, looking scared out there. It was just like it was another time of us going out there and doing what we have to do. You know, it was nothing more, nothing less. Like, hey, let's go out there and let's end this game. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's exactly what we did. And, you know, it just shows that the mental toughness that our team has, that the guys in the locker room, you know, show out there on Sundays. And like I said, it's a fun group to be a part of.
All right, so before I let you go, you got a whole week to get ready for it, but you've got the Patriots coming up on Sunday in your place. When you're facing Tom Brady and you're facing that offense, what is the biggest key to stopping them?
Man, you know, gonna have to study all week, you know. They do a lot of really good things. Obviously, Tom has full control of that offense. You know, he has some weapons on that side of the ball that he can get the ball to. But I think, obviously, you know, main thing, you got to stop the run. You got to be able to affect, you know, to be able to affect Tom, be able to get him off the spot, and being able to take the ball away. We got to be able to take the ball away and hopefully, you know, not just take the ball away, but score, maybe change the dynamic of the game. And, you know, I think that's going to be the main keys.
And Jordan, finally, going back to the Mafia, the Bills Mafia, for one thing, it was out in force yesterday. What kind of noise are you expecting from that crowd on Sunday when an undefeated Patriots team comes in to play an undefeated Bills team?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be electric, man. It's going to be electric. It's going to be one for the books. Definitely a great opportunity for this football team to go out there and show that we can play with the elite, you know, because obviously that's a really good football team in New England, and they're coming to Buffalo, and, you know, we want to show them, you know, who we are. So we're going to prepare all week and get ready for this football game, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. So hope everybody tunes in.
And I would imagine your mindset's got to be, not only do we have to deal with them, but they've got to deal with us, and they've got to deal with us in our own house. Buffalo is 3-0 for the first time since 2011. Jordan Poyer coming off a huge game. Jordan, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for making time on this Victory Monday. Really nice to get caught up with you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jim. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, bud. Thank you very much, and I do appreciate you making time. Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, again, 12 tackles, forced fumble for one fumble recovery as well. Listen, the Pats are the Pats. We know this, but there's something to be said. The Bills are 3-0. They've got that game at home. And that's something to be said is the Pats are going to have to deal with them just as they have to deal with the Pats. And that's the mindset you have to have, and I guarantee the Bills have it. I know the Mafia has that mindset.